This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Lewis from the DBCC, and welcome to the weekly DBCC TV show, where we can inform you of things that are happening at the DBCC, update you with some amazing results that our clients are achieving, and answer questions about health, fitness, nutrition for losing fat and building muscle. If you have any questions regarding fat loss or building muscle which you would like us to answer, please leave them in the comments section below and we'll answer them in the future. So let's get into it. First things first, let's check out the amazing results we've had over the last week at the DBCC. Big Phil has lost 21 pounds of fat. Kevin has lost 60 pounds of fat. Tracy's lost 7 pounds of fat in 4 weeks. Gary has lost 25 pounds of fat. Lindsay has lost 40 pounds of fat. And Laura has lost 17.8 pounds of fat in 7 weeks. So a big well done to you all. That's awesome. So today we have a question from Lucy. What are some good ways to keep your motivation going when you are struggling and you're easily tempted to give in and eat that bar of chocolate, pizza, or delicious cake? Thank you for your questions, Lucy. This is one that many people come across at some point during their transformation, and it is a difficult one to tackle. One thing you can do straight away is make a log of how you feel, what you felt, and what you found. So, what I mean by that is, if you want to eat that bar of chocolate, slice of pizza, or slice of cake from time to time, you're probably feeling like it's the right thing to do, and it'll make you feel on top of the world. So let's say you go ahead and do it. The next step is to analyze how you felt during the process of eating it. This would be how it tasted, and also it's worth writing down how long it took you to eat it. This could usually sound something along the lines of, I enjoyed every second of the 90 seconds it took me to eat the chocolate bar. The next step is to write down what you found in the aftermath. A lot of the time people find that they are overcome with feelings of guilt, low energy within 20 minutes of eating something that isn't going to benefit their results. This can last a lot longer than the original temptation or the feeling of enjoyment while you're eating the chocolate bar. It'll also knock your confidence, meaning you may be more likely to eat something not ideal for your goals again. The metabolic damage solution has specific days where you can have a metabolic reset meal, where you can enjoy some of your favorite foods without having the guilty feeling afterwards. By progressing to each cheat meal and staying strong and in line with the metabolic damage solution, your confidence in your ability to deal with these types of cravings will increase, meaning you'll be far less likely to eat something sugary at the wrong time. By evaluating what you feel, how you felt, and what you found, you will find you will naturally start becoming better at dealing with cravings as you are concentrating more on the long term rather than the immediate impact of the food you are craving. So if you really enjoy chocolate, you can eat up to 100 grams of organic 70% or higher chocolate every now and again without feeling too guilty. Dark chocolate is full of antioxidants and contains very little sugar, making it a great substitute for dairy chocolate. So if you have any questions at all, please leave them in the comments section below and we will endeavour to answer them for you. Until next time, this is Lewis at the DBCC. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedbcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.